This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, separation anxiety in cats. You're probably very familiar with the fact that dogs can suffer from separation anxiety, but you may not have realized that cats can go through this as well. Many people have an inaccurate image of cats being solitary creatures who don't need companionship, but they're actually very social and they do form very strong bonds to their human family members and animal companions. What are the causes of separation anxiety? Cats who were orphaned may be prone to it. Too early weaning may also be a factor. And it's my opinion that how you've set up your cat's environment plays a role as well. If your cat has no activities and no ways to build confidence without being attached to you at the hip, then that increases the chance of separation anxiety. I believe many cat parents also reinforce the separation anxiety by rewarding the cat for clingy, needy behavior. Your cat may go along just fine and have no problem with you coming and going on a daily basis, but then something can happen. It could be a change in your work schedule, or maybe you went on vacation, got a divorce, or maybe the kids went off to college. Something can happen that can now trigger separation anxiety. What are the signs? When the cat parent leaves, the cat may exhibit excessive meowing. Elimination outside of the litter box may also occur. The cat may urinate or defecate on the cat parent's bed or even on the clothing belonging to that human family member. It's easy to misread this behavior as one of spite, but it's really a way for your cat to self-soothe by mixing his scent with yours. It's also a way that the cat attempts to help you find your way home. Think of it as the feline version of dropping breadcrumbs along the path. Other signs may include excessive self-grooming, eating too fast, or not eating at all when the cat parent isn't around. How do we treat separation anxiety? Well, before labeling your cat as having separation anxiety, it's important that he be examined by the veterinarian. The behavior being displayed may have an underlying medical cause. For example, elimination outside of the litter box may be due to lower urinary tract disease or have some other medical cause. Excessive grooming may be the result of external parasites, skin allergies, or maybe an irritation. Eating too fast or a lack of an appetite may also be caused by an underlying medical condition. So it's important that you not skip the very important step of visiting your veterinarian. Once your cat is diagnosed with separation anxiety, there are behavior modification techniques that can be used to reduce his stress and increase stimulation in your absence. For example, increase the environmental enrichment. If you want your cat to feel satisfied, entertained, and secure when you aren't around, then the environment in which he lives has to inspire that. I have articles on our website about environmental enrichment, and by reading them, you can learn how to spruce up his indoor surroundings. By using the suggestions in the articles that include the incorporation of puzzle feeders, playtime, elevated areas, hideaways, and more, you'll encourage him to find ways to trigger and satisfy his prey drive. The more enriched and secure the environment is, the better your cat will feel when he's by himself. Here's an example. If you know your cat is a real foodie, and he loves those puzzle feeders, then save them for when you won't be home during the day. That way, they'll become very special treats for your cat during your absence. A cat tree is also a great thing to have. It's a very valuable piece of real estate for a cat, and it can serve as a place to nap, to play, to climb, and to scratch. And if placed near a window, it provides a front row seat to the birds outside. As long as there's no threat of other cats coming into the yard, consider putting a bird feeder outside. That way your cat will have some first-rate entertainment while perched on his cat tree. Next, inspire confidence when you interact with your cat. I know you're probably scratching your head. Confidence for a cat? It's really true. Don't reward your cat with attention when he's meowing and being insistent. Instead, reward him with petting, treats, praise and attention when he's acting the way you want him to act. Reward him when he's quiet. Reward him when he does something to entertain himself. Reward the behavior you want to see again and don't reward the unwanted behavior. Okay, playtime is up next, and playtime is one of my favorite subjects because it's so valuable to cats. Engage your cat in an interactive play session on a daily basis. In fact, do it more than once a day. Twice a day would actually be better. Interactive playtime allows your cat to simply enjoy being the mighty hunter. For a cat, being able to engage the prey drive and enjoy a successful capture is the ultimate in joy and satisfaction. Cats were born to be hunters, so take advantage of that natural instinct. Okay, this next one. This is very hard for many cat parents, but don't make a big production about leaving. If you anticipate that your cat is going to suffer from separation anxiety, you'll just make it worse if you overdo the goodbye process. Your cat will think you're leaving for a month instead of just 8 hours. Make your goodbyes very casual. Cats easily pick up on the emotions of their human family members. If you're upset, then your cat may get upset as well. Remember, cats are emotional sponges. Whatever you're sending out there, he's going to pick up. Now here's an exercise for you. Practice coming and going. If your cat starts to get tense whenever he hears you pick up your keys, or if he sees you reach for your purse or your coat and he starts getting nervous, then practice those things several times a day without actually leaving. Pick up your keys and then put them back down. Do this multiple times. Later in the day, walk to the door and then walk back. Do that several times. Now, put the two together. Pick up your keys, walk to the door, and then come back. Later in the day, put on your coat, and then take it off, and then add all three together. Putting on your coat, getting your keys, and walking out the door. Work up to actually walking out the door and then immediately returning. Each time you walk into the room, greet your cat casually or engage in a little play session. Vary the times you do these training sessions throughout the day or evening. Gradually increase the time spent outside of the home. If there are particular objects that trigger the anxiety, such as your keys or your purse or your briefcase, then carry those around the house for a while each day so they are no longer anxiety triggers. Here's something fun. Consider kitty TV and music. There are cat entertainment DVDs on the market that showcase prey and other little interesting and sometimes disgusting to me creatures. But cats love them, and you can have one playing when you're set to walk out the door. Put the TV on a timer so that it'll go off after the DVD ends. For music, set the radio to a classical or soft music station. Just having the music in the background may help serve as a buffer for any outside noises that might trigger your cat's anxiety, such as a car horn or a dog barking. What if medication is needed? There are some cases where anti-anxiety medication may also be needed in conjunction with behavior modification. Your veterinarian or your veterinary behaviorist will advise you based on the specifics of your cat's case. If medication is prescribed, it must be used alongside appropriate behavior modification, and don't view it as a substitute for doing the behavior work needed to relieve your cat's anxiety. Need more information? If you've noticed a change in your cat's behavior, or you think he may be experiencing separation anxiety, contact your veterinarian so a thorough examination can be done. If your veterinarian does diagnose separation anxiety, you may be referred to a certified behavior professional. If you'd like to read more about how to ease a cat's anxiety, refer to the books Starting from Scratch or Think Like a Cat. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.